Good evening. This is Jenny Dobbin and Sandra Alton with CFRU's 6 o'clock news for Friday, March 31st, 2000. In local news, the United Nations has recruited from the University of Guelph for their Public Administration and Finance program. Dr. Ankar Dwivedi, a professor in the Political Science Department, will be studying government reform and future reform prospects in Asia, except the Middle East. Dwivedi says he's very happy about the opportunity and welcomes the chance to in some way help bring transparency and good government. The UN program focuses on how the shrinking global village is affecting the way governments serve their people. Ellora residents will continue to fight yesterday's council decision to allow a new racetrack with slot machines in their community. In a 90-minute session, Township of Centre Wellington Council voted 4-3 to approve the raceway. The Woolwich Agricultural Society wants to open the Grand River Raceway near Ellora with up to 200 slot machines because its Elmira Raceway has been turned down for the machines by Woolwich Township. The issue has struck a chord with the community. 1,500 people packed into the Ellora Community Center with more left outside to watch the proceedings on closed-circuit television in order to have their say in the matter on Wednesday night. Though opponents urged council to take more time, the Ontario Lottery Corporation stuck by its March 31st deadline, after which it plans to put a moratorium on awarding slot machines to tracks until it has evaluated the impact of those already in place. Those opposed to the decision will likely file an appeal with the Ontario Municipal Board within 25 days. The Guelph Storm were crushed on Wednesday, but hopeful while preparing for Game 4 of the Western Conference quarterfinal playoff series. After a disturbing 0-8 loss against the Plymouth Whalers, the Storm are determined to overcome it. Guelph leads Plymouth 2-1 going into tonight's game at Memorial Gardens. The Storm's coach, Paul Gillis, says they've learned their lesson from Wednesday, but aren't going to dwell on it. Gillis attributed the loss, the first of the series for Guelph, to terrible defensive zone coverage and five-on-fives, but holds he still has a good team that just didn't play well that game. Chris Madden, the first star for Guelph in the first two games, says the Storm will prepare for tonight but keep Wednesday in the back of their minds. For anyone interested in seeing the game, the puck drops at 7:30. Tickets are $8.
In campus news, recent floods and mudslides in Venezuela that have killed an estimated 30,000 people and left some 600,000 homeless have sharpened the focus for a group of U of G students who've been planning a cross-cultural trip to the South American country since last fall. The 10 undergrads are participating in a program run by the Global Youth Network that sends university and college students to underdeveloped countries for a month each year to provide a variety of services, including working with street children, helping in schools and orphanages, and assisting in medical clinics. On this trip, however, the students expect to spend the month delivering food and helping Venezuelans rebuild their lives in the flood-ravaged area around the capital, Caracas. For many students, this trek will provide their first taste of international development work. Laura Hart, a second-year child studies student, says she's looking forward to a learning experience and a changed view of the world. Hope Angel is this year's winner of the Tara Lynn Giuliani Memorial Award. After being born premature at 25 weeks, Hope wasn't expected to live. The fourth-year English student has had to rely on Hope more than a few times in facing various obstacles in her life. A severe hearing impairment, life-threatening kidney failure, and a recent hip operation that left her unable to work, Hope is just getting by on OSAP support. Despite the obstacles, Angel says she's always dreamed of going to university. It was the only way for me to achieve a life of self-sufficiency and follow my dreams of creating and living in the kind of world I wanted to live in. A devastating disease that causes half of all potato losses in Ontario could soon be controlled thanks to a quick diagnostic test being developed here at the University of Guelph. Professors Jane Robb and Ross Nazar, Molecular Biology and Genetics, are working with Ali Khan of the Department of Plant Agriculture to develop a detection method for the fungus which causes what's known as early dying syndrome in potatoes. Early dying syndrome causes major crop losses to potato growers in Ontario and around the world. Rob says it's crucial for us to find ways of detecting the fungus early on before disease sets in. The economic impact of this technology will be felt not only in Ontario, where early dying syndrome is a major potato disease, but also on national and global levels. Many countries won't import seed unless it's guaranteed verticillium-free. This research is sponsored by Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada, the Ontario Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association, and OMAFRA. Now a look at what's on here on campus. Today is the first day of the OAC Alumni Association's annual curling bond spiel, which gets underway this evening and takes place all day tomorrow as well. Several OAC classes, both past and present, will compete in the bond spiel held at the Guelph Curling and Country Clubs. The 49th annual Muck Vegetable Growers Conference was held in Brantford yesterday. The conference was free of charge and it featured the latest production and crop protection information on onions, carrots, and salad crops. It was organized by Mary Ruth McDonald, a research scientist at the University of Guelph Simcoe Research Station. Tomorrow night, Theater in the Trees presents the dinner theater comedy Beyond a Joke at the Arboretum. The play was written by Derek Benfield and directed by John Snowden. Doors open at 6 p.m., showtime is at 8, and tickets are available for $45. U of G drama students will be presenting one-act plays March 30th through April 1st in Massey Hall. The play starts at 8 p.m. each night, and tickets are available for just $3 at the door.
And now for the weather. Today was beautifully sunny with a high of 12 and zero probability of precipitation. Tonight should be clear with a low of minus 2. Tomorrow we can look forward to increasing cloudiness with a high of 12 and a low of minus 2 and 20% chance of rain. Sunday gets even better with scattered showers, high of 14, a low of 3, and a 40% chance of rain or other miscellaneous precipitation. Monday will leave as a surprise, but you might want to take an umbrella.
Now, an interesting fact, Bosco, a black Labrador retriever owned by Tim Stillmanot of Sunol, a small community near San Francisco, California, has been mayor there for over 8 years after getting more votes than two humans. For CFRU, this has been Sandra Alton and Jenny Dobbin. Hope you have a great weekend.